So tomorrow is January 17th. And if you didn't know, or if I didn't say it before, it's exactly 5 years since my sister died. And I don't know what I should say about it. I really miss her, and a lot of things in my life have changed. I've changed. And I think between, you know, being a mother, which was the first thing that happened, and living in France, learning the culture, switching continents, watching one president just kind of undo so much and reveal so much ugliness. It would be weird if I didn't reflect on that, because it was something that simultaneously happened. My sister's passing and the election of Donald Trump and me finding out that I was pregnant. Like, these things were all some so strange. And I was already moved, and I was already in France, but it was like the beginning. And all I wanted to do when I first got there was to get back into painting and get, you know, find my footing. And there's been some great things. Like, I've made some pretty amazing friends. It's just that the weight of all those other events in the background kind of pushed little dents. I mean, obviously, I'm still here. I couldn't listen to Depeche Mode for a long time because it reminded me of my sister. It was the first concert I ever went to, and she was my chaperone. Man, she was tough. She didn't even let me scream. Like, I wasn't allowed to be excited, which I kind of resented, but I would, you know, because I was 13. I mean, in the end, okay, cool. I looked mature, and I didn't scream or anything, but I wanted to. So, strange. My sister's age difference between, you know, our age difference was so big. It was sort of like I had to act older than I was. The hardest part is that she knew so much about my own history as she watched me from, you know, the time that I was inside my mom. She saw my mom be pregnant and then me be born, you know, up till 35 years. I'm telling you so much about me, Jesus. And who are you, my listener? I would love to know. Leave me a message, please. If you've been listening, I'd just like to know. That's all. At any rate, I feel a lot better than I did. Like, right now I'm coping with being sick, and it's like, and it's kind of, I'll say the shiny part is that it's distracting me. Like, you don't get to do anything else. So my daughter came home and she said, "Wow, the house is so clean." I don't know why it made me laugh. I was like, "Well, it's just me." So it's, I guess it is neat. But also that would be something that my sister would have complimented me on. And seeing that little reflection of her through my kid. It's like, I mean, my daughter is my daughter, but I'm saying it's like that one little drop that causes all those ripples of memories to come back. So, wherever you are, thank you for listening. I keep thinking that there's no point in me continuing with this podcast, because I don't even know why I do it, but, for posterity. But you do get to hear me in bed. Like, this is the stuff I talk about. A lot of changes in 2022. Let's hope they're good ones. Talk to you soon. Good night.